take a moment now to bow our heads and pray. Only to give thanks for making it through another day.
And now for the word and prayer of the day, brought to you by Crossroads Christian Radio. Now heard on KLMX 1450 AM and 104.5 FM in Clayton, New Mexico. Today's scripture is found in three different verses of the Bible. Psalms 1 verse 2 says, "But those whose delight is in the law of the Lord and who meditates on his law day and night, that person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers." James 1:25 says, "But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in all they do." Joshua 1:8 says, "Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful." Wait, what? Really? The answers to true success and prosperity are found in the Word of God? Really? But wait, there are conditions to this? So I thought I was saved by grace, not works. Okay, yes, I'm listening, God. I know I'm in heaven when I die, but what about the here and now? How should I be living? I want to be blessed by God. So there's something more. Looking. What are these conditions? Okay, so I'm reading carefully now. It says I need to listen to God's word. Okay, check. That was easy. Next, study it daily. I may have to get up earlier in the morning before work to get that accomplished. Let's see. Not forgetting his word during the day. Okay, well, if I'm reading it in the morning, I think I can remember it throughout the day. That seems easy enough. I might even take notes even. Oh no, here's the real clincher. I am supposed to put what I know into practice? Do what it says? Oh my. When we truly understand as Christians that we will be blessed in all that we do when we do not only hear God's word, but do what it says. Then, as Joshua 1:8 says, you will be prosperous and successful. Yes, God's word helps us see ourselves accurately. We will not find true success and prosperity outside of the word of God. But look around. People attempt to do this every single day. There are new ways the world wants to label prosperity, but it can only offer shallow, temporary success. Have you bought into the lie that who you know, where you work, what ethnicity you are, whether you went to college or not, how much money you have, or even what your children do determines your success? Lord Jesus, open our eyes. Let us see that getting into your word daily, meditating on it, and doing what it says is so key to our true happiness. A prosperity that is built on the rock, not a sandy beach that washes away with the tide and leaves us empty and lost. Father, I'm reminded of two old hymns. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Where are you standing today, friends? Will you join me on the rock? And I humbly ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.